إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد إخوتي وأخواتي في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته إن شاء الله continue the شرح of بلوغ المرام from باب الكفاءة والخيار. The chapter of kafa'a, compatibility, wal-khiyar, and choice. وعن زيد بن كعب بن عجرة عن أبيه قال تزوج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على عالية من بني غفار فلما دخلت عليه ووضعت ثيابها رأى بكشفها بياضا فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم البسي ثيابك والحكي بأهلك وأمر لها بالصداق رواه الحاكم وفي إسناده جميل بن زيد وهو مجهول واختلف عليه في شيخه اختلافا كثيرا. This hadith that the author brought here, the hadith is hadith da'if. The hadith is very weak. Al-Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala established in Irwaad Zaleem. But as we said, the author who brings a hadith because the hadith, some scholars of hadith of fiqh, maybe they have based their argument upon it, or because the hadith are supporting evidences either from the Quran or the Sunnah. That is, there are backings and supporters for this hadith in the Quran or Sunnah. Or because some scholars of fiqh have relied on the hadith. So that's why the author, Rahimahullah ta'ala, who come up with some ahadith, and he himself will say, this hadith is weak. Why did he bring the hadith? He has brought the hadith because they have what supporting evidences either from the Quran or Sunnah, or some scholars of fiqh have relied on such hadith to let us know the area of their argument. So this is why we bring some hadith. This hadith is said to be da'if because it is said in the shade of the hadith that Jamil is Zayd and he is what? Majhool. When scholars of hadith say someone is majhool, that is, the scholars of hadith have not mentioned the person whether disparaging him or are or recommending him. And the person only can be sick of, the person must be recommended by the scholars of hadith. So when we look at the biographies of a particular person, and we see that the person is not disparaged by scholars of hadith, nor is the person recommended. That means you are not clear about that particular person. Are we going to take his hadith? The answer is no. Unless if it comes from somebody like that, that Harvard, if it comes from somebody like him, then this may all be get elevated and corroborated. You see the strictness that scholars of hadith apply towards taking a hadith in attributing anything to the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the person said to the majhul, if two persons report from that person, you say what is majhul al-hal? Is majhul al-hal. Take for instance, you open Sunan al-Tirmidhi, for instance, and you find in the Shin a man, and you look at the biography of that man from the books of biographies. But that man, you do not see scholars of hadith disparaging him or recommending him. So the person who said to us to be majhul, though the report is hadith is what in Tirmidhi, for instance, but what is the comment of scholars on that particular person? We don't know. The fact that the hadith is not Tirmidhi does not make it what authentic. Doesn't make the person to do what think of until we know what scholars have said about him. When we don't know what scholars have said about him, say the person is what? He is majhul, is majhul. If two persons reported to maybe Abu Dawud also reports from similar person, but we don't know the what the biography of that person says what majhulul han. But if only one person reports from him, say what is majhul al ayn. And jahalatul ayn is what is worse than jahalatul han. Someone who is majhulul han, two persons have reported from him. But what is the comment of scholars on a particular person, on that particular person? We don't know. So the hadith is not accepted. So in this case, said what in the shade of the hadith that he wrote, Janib bin Zayd wa huwa majhul, he is majhul, wa khulifa alayhi fi shaykhihi ikhtilafan kathira. So scholars have said various things concerning his teacher, his shaykh from whom he reported the hadith. For the hadith, the meaning of the hadith is in line with what we have in the Quran and what we have in the Sunnah. That is the meaning of the hadith. But the story now will not be authentic. The story will not be authentic. But the message that is what that is intended by the hadith, the message is what is portrayed by what we have in the Quran and the Sunnah. Now let us look at the incident. يتتفوج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على عالية من بني غفار. Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم got married to a girl from Banu Ghifar. From a girl from what? Banu Ghifar. He married that girl. فلما دخلت عليه, when the woman or the girl came upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she entered upon him. You know, the first thing was when a man sees a woman and is interested in her and proposes to her, what makes them love to one another a lot is aqd nikah, is to seek the hand of the girl in marriage from the wali, and this was his speech. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did aqd with this girl, according to what we have watched in the text, but it's not authentic. But the message or the meaning of what has been said is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did aqd with a girl from Banu Ghifar. So when the girl was brought to the house of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was said to have what? ووضع ثيابها, and the lady took off her garments. رأى بكشفها بياضا. The Messenger of Allah saw by her waist Bayad of whiteness. Which means the lady was suffering from and what? A sickness, from an ailment. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا فرد من الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فرد سؤال إلبسي ثيابك put on your garment والحكي لأهلك and go to your people وأمر الله بالصداق and he orders that you should give her صداق. The message here is that a woman can be returned, can be rejected if she has an ailment or a sickness or a defect. The same thing is applicable to a man. If a man has a defect, the woman can opt out of the marriage. The woman can also opt out of what? The marriage. If a man has defect, or if it is a woman that has defect. No, that is so easy and it is more authentic. Now, the first thing we should watch that should come to our mind is that something of such never happened to the Messenger of Allah. The Messenger of Allah never got married to a lady from Banu Qifa. But the message here is that what? A man can return and reject a woman because of what? The defect that he sees in her. Likewise, a woman can also opt out of the marriage because of what? The defect she sees in a man. Why? This is because I'll ask you the basis with respect to marriage is what is for it to be built on al mawaddah wa rahmah, for it to be built on love and what? And mercy. There should be love between what? The husband and the wife. Just as if you buy a commodity and you see defects in that commodity, Sharia-wise, you can what? Return what? The commodity. You can return the commodity as the Sharia gives us what? The permission to do that. You buy something, you find what defects in it, you can return it. So what about something that is what? That is stronger than what? Than just ordinary purchase. Something that is going to deal with you, that you are going to deal with for a long period. Not something that you just exhaust immediately. Something that is going to deal with you for a long while. So that's why in the Sharia, a man that gets married to a woman, or a woman that gets married to a man, and he or she finds a defect in the man or in the woman, he or she has what? The right to opt out of the marriage. The Sharia gives him or gives her the permission to do that. The Sharia gives him or gives her the permission to do that. So, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. And part of his signs is that he created for you مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ from yourselves أَزْوَاجًا mate. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. So that's what you can have tranquility in us or in him. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established between both of you مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Love and what? Mercy. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِكَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Indeed are signs for people who reflect. So when we are talking about marriage, it's something that must be built. It must be built on love and mercy. So when you see defects in a woman that you want to get married to, or she sees defect in you, a woman sees defect in a man, or a man sees defect in a woman, are you going to say that you should continue to manage it like that? So sleeping with somebody that you have interest for, somebody that you don't like, no, this goes against what? For me, I ask you, and khalaqa lakum min anfusikum azwajan. إليه. وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة. What is the مودة? You have hatred for somebody, you sleep together, you wake up together, you have what hatred for the person. So, one of the objectives of marriage has not been what? Achieved. And that is what? The Mawadda and Rahman. As I said earlier, if it is permissible for somebody to watch, to return back a commodity that he has purchased and he finds what a defect in, so that of the marriage will be stronger than that. And that's why Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said what? أَحَقُّ الشُّرُوتِ أَنْ يُفْرَ بِي مَا تَحْلَتُ مِنْ فُرِجِ. The best or the most compulsory right to be fulfilled is what you have used in what? In making leather. The what? The private part of the woman. The private part of the woman or the private part of a man. So you have what? A condition. Which means what? If I stipulate something with respect to a transaction, that's okay for me to buy this, you have to have this, you have to have this. It is compulsory of me to what? To fulfill. Al-Muslimun inda shurutihi. The Muslims, they are supposed to abide by what? Their conditions and what? Their agreements. Inda shakun halala haraman aw harama halalan. So if this is with respect to what? To commodity. What about the marriage? And that's why I say that the hadith is da'if. This story never happened to the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the message that a woman can be rejected, the act between a woman and a man can what? Can be revoked. For which reason? Because of what? Defect. It may be that what? It is the man that sees the defect, or it is the woman that what? Sees the defect. Now in this case, like he said to what? To the bayat, the fashion, that is whiteness in what? In the side of the woman. So which is what? A kind of what? A sign of leprosy. A sign of what? Leprosy. So somebody who is affected by leprosy, we know this is what? Something that is a kind of is transmitted, is communicable, so to say. So if the man continues to be with such a person, this what may also be transferred to the man. So, and if the man is now sleeping with her, they are waking up together, and the man has so and so, and we say what, you just have to manage like that, it's compulsory that you do that. No, it is what? Injustice on the part of what? Of the man. And what? The purpose of marriage will not be achieved. Mawadda is one of what? One of the greatest objectives of what? Of marriage. If there is no mawadda between a man and his wife, there is no rahmah between a man and his wife, then that is what? It's not a good union between both of them. So the Sharia says in a situation like this, the man has the what? The right. He has the right to what? To revoke and break what? To bring to an end the relationship between both of them. And this is called what? Fasakh. Likewise, the woman has the right to also do that. The woman has the right to do that. This is what according to majority of the scholars. However, the Zahiriya, particularly Ibn Hazmi and some others, they are of the opinion that what? We cannot revoke a marriage because of what? Because of aib, because of defect that is seen in a woman or that is seen in a man. But what will happen? They said what? There can be talaq. Now there is a difference between fasakh and talaq. Talaq is what? I divorce you. If a man says to his wife, for instance, I divorce you, it is not necessary that what you know the reason why he has divorced her. But in the case of fasakh, there will be something that what? That will be pronounced that this is the reason why there is fasakh, there is what? There is the revoking of what? Of the marriage contract. There will be something. Look at the case of, take for instance, this lady, Jamila, the wife of Thabit bin Qais bin Shammam. When the wife could not tolerate him anymore. She went to the Messenger of Allah and she said, Ya Rasulullah, Messenger of Allah, إِنِّي لَعَاقِبَ عَلَى ثَابِتِ دِينٍ وَلَا خُلُقٍ عَلَى ثَابِتِ دِينٍ وَلَا خُلُقٍ. She said, Oh Messenger of Allah, I do not have anything against Thabit concerning our deen and what? Our khuluq, our character. Deen and what is character. لَعَتِبُ عَلَى فَابِثِ دِيرٍ وَلَا خُلُقٍ وَإِنَّمَا أَخْشَى الْكُفْرُ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ. But I don't want to be ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after being what? A Muslim. The man is trying for me, he's taking care of me, but I just what I hate him. I cannot tolerate to be with him. You see that? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the woman that أَتَرُدِّينَ عَلَيْهِ حَدِيقَةً. Are you ready to return back the hadiqah that he has given to you as what? As man. And she said yes. The Messenger of Allah invited the husband and said, this is what your wife has said. And he said to him, اِقْبَلِ الْحَدِيقَةً اِكْتِمْ بِحَدِيقَةً وَطَلِّقْهَا تَطْلِيقًا. And what? Allow her to go. Talika after Talika here does not mean what? Talak. What woman accepts for his own is called Khul. And Khul is what? Fakh. Khul is what? Is Fakh. Khul is not Talak according to the stronger opinion. The majority of the scholars, they see Khul as what? As Talak. They see Khul as what? As Talak. But Talak, after Khul, is Fakh, not Talak. Now, not every khulu is what is fatkh. Not every fatkh is khulu, but every khulu what will be fatkh according to the stronger opinion. So fatkh may be something that what the man, may be from the man, and it may be from the woman. Let's say this hadith is authentic. Let's assume that the hadith is authentic. From whom the fatkh come from? From the messenger, So, and what was the reason? The reason is what? That he saw something in us which he did not like. And he was not aware of that thing before. How is this like? So in a situation that the spouse or one of the spouse sees any difference in the other person, he has the right to opt out, and she also has the right to opt out, and this will be called fakh. So I've said that this hadith is not authentic, but the message of the hadith that he can terminate the relationship between the man and his wife if one of them or either of them sees something he doesn't like or she doesn't like in the other. This is what it is for this issue. Now what they say, what are the things that could be considered as different? Do they have what number that they say, okay, maybe so and so, or they do not have what number, anything that is considered to be what, to be defect, that is, when we say defect, we are talking about the defect of the body, the bodily defect, such as maybe drunkenness, such as blindness, such as what, deafness, such as leprosy, and so on and so forth. Things are what there will be defects of the body, such as impotence. All these are what defects that a man Mais les comportements du fast-food with a wife. Or a wife is because of it, afterwards, hold her from the husband. We say there is no injustice here. Because when we say if a man does that is breaking the heart of the woman. Then we are looking at it from one angle. But the other angle is that what? The man cannot tolerate this. He can't bear it. That one. Just like the case of Jamila. Huh? That she told the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that what I cannot bear in. I can't bear Fabi in terms of what? I can't bear in terms of the hatred I have for him. Messenger of Allah did not force them because it is very, very important. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. Second, that is to have fertility is something that is very, very important. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. So, for you to have fertility in your wife, or have fertility in your husband, this is something that is very, very important. For there to be mawadda between you and your wife, very important. So the rahmah between you and your wife, very important. But if you have somebody that does not have what tranquility in his home, no rahmah, no love between him and his wife, so he is broken. So if somebody is because of a particular defect, that he cannot bear that defect, he cannot tolerate it, in a situation like that, he or she has the right to opt out of the marriage based on that difference. And I said, when we say, okay, this is breaking the heart of the woman, or breaking the heart of the man, breaking the heart of the woman, if it's the woman that has defect, when we say, okay, you are breaking the heart, by doing this. And if it is the man that has a defect, one may say, okay, the woman is breaking the heart of the man by this. But as I said, it's not correct. It's not breaking the heart of the man or breaking the heart of the woman. Because this one also has what rights. Then, what should be the way out? The way out is that any person that is affected should see it as what as a musibah from Allah subhanahu time, not to look at it from what? Breaking the act. If it is a woman that is affected, she sees as what? As a musibah from Allah. And nobody can lift that thing away from her except Allah. And if it happens to the man, he should also see it as what? As a musibah from Allah. And nobody can lift that musibah except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the way we should look at it. If we want to be realistic. But if we want to employ and apply a new emotion, so when we say, no, it is not good, why must she do that, why must she do that? That is what application of what emotion, not the reality. And Islam addresses the reality. Islam addresses the reality. So he or she should see that as well as a musibah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take for instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُعْرِ وَالنَّفْسِ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ فَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, certainly we are going to try you with something of fear, something of hunger, something of, you know, loss and property, loss of life. Abashir al-Sawirin, give glad tidings to those who are patient. Al-Nidha al-Sawirin al-Musiwa, those that whenever they are afflicted by any affliction, قَالْ إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَجِعُونَ. They will be certainly, we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to Him shall we return. أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. الله سبحانه وتعالى تفضلته دو بالصلوات from الله سبحانه وتعالى and دو بالرحمة from الله سبحانه وتعالى on them وأولئك هم المهتدون and these are the guided people. And the Prophet of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, "ما من مصيبة يصاب بها المؤمن." There is no affliction that the believer will be afflicted with, إلا كفر عبد بها, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used that as what? As a means of wiping off part of his sins. حتى شوك يشاكها. Only if it's pricked by a thorn. If a thorn pricks one, and it's a musibah. But with this, if the person is a believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to use it to what? To wipe away his sins. Which means it's going to be what? It's going to be rewarded and compensated for whatever afflicts him. So we have a Muslim brother that has what? An ailment or a sickness. We have a Muslim sister that has an ailment or a sickness. Which is something of what? Musiba. And she's encouraged or is encouraged to persevere and be patient. And this is going to do what? It's going to fetch him or her reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now she's not married to a man, or is married to a woman. The man or the woman sees this defect in him or her. This is the question. The man or the woman sees the defect in him or her. Is it a more that the man takes are like that, with a defect, with a musibah, or we say, is it a must that the woman takes the man with what, with a musibah, like that, compulsively, or the man is free to exercise his what is right of opting out of the marriage. The man has the right of opting out of the marriage, and the woman also has what? The right of opting out of the marriage. Now another thing is what for one to appeal, do this, why can't you? That's another thing. But we are talking about the reality now. Because for you to say somebody should be living with somebody that what? He does not have what he loves for. This will be defeating the purpose of what? Marriage. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. No mawadda, no rahma. So we are trying to force the problem that what you have to bear it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not imposed that on him. But as I said, this, as many people want to see it, and most of us who want to see it, going at what? The sympathy that we have for such a person, we may want to say that what? That the man should what? Should have mercy and should be sympathetic with the woman. So by what? By bearing it. But the Sharia has not said that. And that's why you have what is called what? Al-Khiyar. Al-Khiyar. Al-Khiyar, the choice to remain what? In the relationship, or to opt out of the relationship. There is a choice here. There is a choice. And the one who is affected, if it is a man that is affected, he should treat it as what? A musibah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he being what? A believer, is going to get reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this affliction that has afflicted him. Or she being what? A believer, she's going to get reward from what? The affliction that has afflicted her. So this is where we should look at it. As what? As the reality. وعن سعيد بن المسيب عن سعيد بن المسيب أن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قال سيدة عمر رضي الله عنه said أيما رجل تزوج امرأة any man that marries a woman فدخل بها and consummated the marriage فوجد أبرصا and he found the woman to be برصا. برصا is the feminine of Abros. Abros is from Baros. Baros means leprosy. So when he entered upon the woman, he found her to be Basar, a leper. How much known or an insane person? How much doma or somebody who has Juzam? Juzam and Baras, both of them, they are what? Leprosy. But when you use the word Juzam, it is talking about the one that affects the tuberculosis. That affects the sight of the woman. So, Fala as-sadaq bi-masihdi. It was said that Umar radiallahu anhu said, La as-sadaq, the woman should take what sadaq bi-masihdi if the man has had what intercourse with her bi-masihdi iyyahu. Wa huwa law ala man gharrahu minha. Then he will go back to the one that has deceived him in marrying such a leech. He will go back to collect, because he's the one that has what recommended the lady. He never told him that the lady has so and so. So he will go back and meet that person if he has entered upon the woman. Now this asar is asar that is also da'if. It is asar that is da'if. For the content of the asar at a stage, is also stressed by what we have in the Quran and the Sunnah. So, in case of a man who proposed to a lady and what Abdu was done, he never knew that this lady had a kind of insanity. He never knew that, only to get home and what she started this behaving. What should be the nasiha in a situation like that? And even to say that the man should continue with the lady and see that as what a musiba from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he has the right to opt out of the marriage. Which one? He has the right to opt out. And this may happen to the man. It may happen to the man that when they, after the consummation of the marriage, the woman discovers that what this man has what problem, he has what insanity. So are we going to tell the lady that you have entered it, so you have to bear it, you have to do this? No, Islam has not forced it in that sense. So Islam has said that what this man can opt out, this woman can also opt out. Then the individual that is affected can see that as what a musiba from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what sees it as something that what that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward him or her for. See it as something Allah is going to reward him or her for. But for us to say, okay, the problem should be compounded, that of the man should be added to it, or that of the woman should be added to it. No, the Sharia does not see it that way. The one that has been affected, she was seen as a receiver. This one that has what? A way out. Can what? Can explore the other way out. How to display? By opting out of the marriage. So the one that is affected by what? By the receiver, will not come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take away the receiver. And if the receiver is what? Is persistent, Islam encourages us to see as something as what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to use to wipe away the sin. But for us to still keep the man has to deal with her, or the woman has to deal with him, this is not the Sharia ruling. Out of sympathy, people may say things like this. But this is, we are not talking about what? Sympathy. Like, about, let's say a year ago, a brother called me and he said, a man got married to a lady, and the lady was known to have this genome of a thing. But the parents, they told the brother that the lady had been was cured of that thing completely. So the brother got married to the lady. And after a while, they had a fourth child, the second child. You know, that thing started, it came back. That thing came back, and what the man was bearing it, second child bearing it, the third one, it was what? It was becoming very serious, the man could not bear it anymore. So the man had to divorce this lady. That the father lied to him that what? That she had been what? Cured of this thing. Only to know, to discover that what? That thing was still there. But he was trying to bear it, he could not bear it. So it was a brother called me that was narrating this to me. So he said they were not fighting the brother that no, what he did is wrong. He's not supposed to do that. He's supposed to consider the lady. And said, are you talking about the Sharia or you are talking about what you feel? He said, no, he felt that is what the Sharia said. No, that is not what the Sharia said. The guy has the right to opt out of the marriage. But if you want to appeal to him, but what? He should get it. That's a different case. That's a different case. And if the case of appealing is something that what? That is compulsory, Jamila also wouldn't have what rejected the appealing of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or Barira wouldn't have rejected that. And we are all familiar with what? The hadith of Barira ibn Ghif. Likewise, that of Jamila, the wife of Thabit bin Qais bin Shammas. So what they are saying, in essence, is that what? We should differentiate between, okay, we are appealing and what the Sharia says is what is the right thing or the right of a particular person. Now, this is not to favor the man or to favor the woman. Any one of them can be in that shoes. Maybe that the man is the one that is not, that has a defect. And it may be the woman. It may be the woman. It may be the man. So what is the Islamic rule is what you are talking about here. So, as we said, that the defect does not have what number. There are many defects. Take for instance, a man that is said to be impotent. The man that is said to be impotent. He did act in the car, everything went on, everything went well. Huh? But when consummation comes, the lady discovers that the man is impotent. What is going to be the case? Huh? Are we going to tell the lady that she should get it? That is what? Our own receiver. Or we say, okay, there is still a way out. Huh? A way out in this world situation. And we do everything humanly possible. Then if there is no solution, then she can watch. She can opt out of the marriage. So it may be the case of a woman. Maybe the husband, when he got married to her, he had problem having what sex with her. Maybe the organ had been blocked. You know, there are cases like that. There are cases like that. So what are we going to tell them? We say what? Do everything humanly possible. But if there is no solution, are we going to tell them that what? Continue to get it like that, or you can opt out of the marriage. So these are things that are very, very important, that we have what is the ruling on them. They will know what Islam has said, and if we want to appeal, what are we going to say and what are we going to do? These are things that are very, very important. وروى سعيد sorry he said what أخرجه سعيد المنصور سعيد المنصور reported this ومالك and مالك وابن أبي شيبة and ابن أبي شيبة ورجال ثقات and the رجال are ثقات the men of the حديث are what ثقات but the problem is that what سعيد المسيب did not meet Umar alive. So that is what a kind of emphasis here. So though the scholars of hadith say what a tahul marasil Mursal Sa'id ibn Musayyib. The most authentic Marasil is that of Sa'id ibn Musayyib. And because he's one of the great Tabi'un. He was, when he was given birth to Umar radiallahu anhu, Khilafah was 3 years old then. So, and Umar radiallahu anhu spent about 10 or so years. So, which means by the time of the death of Umar radiallahu anhu, Sayyid Musayyib will be around what? 8 years old. So, what could he have asked from Umar radiallahu anhu at that age? Some scholars say this is possible. Some said, no, most of what he would narrate about Umar would be something that he has heard from another companion or another tabi'i. How would you explain? So some people have said it. But Sayyid Musayyib is one of those who are what? Who is a kind of embodiment of the knowledge of Umar radiallahu anhu. If you want to ask people about the statement of Umar radiallahu anhu, the position of Umar radiallahu anhu on Egypt, there's nobody from all the tabi'un like Sayyid Musayyib. So some people, that's why they have the answer to the authentic based on this. Some said, no, he still was Mursal and thought he is da'if. So the men, if you look at the men of the hadith, are what? Thiqat. Sayyid Musayyib is thiqat. Everybody gets thiqat. But the issue is what? There is a break. Saying there is what? A break. So that means what? There is a kind of inqitaat somehow. So and the Mursal is what? Hadith that is da'if. Because we don't know whether the person that has reported it is a tabi'i or the person is a companion. When we talk about hadith mursal, the person that is missing is a tabi'i or a companion. If we are sure that the person that is missing is what is a companion, then the hadith will be sahih. Because all the companions are hudud. But in a situation where you can't say whether it's a companion or it's a tabi'i, you say what is mursal. And mursal is what? Da'if. So who would give it God, Mursal of Sa'id ibn Musayyib? Wallahu a'lam. Wa rawa Sa'id radiallahu anhu aydan an Ali nahwa. Sa'id ibn Musayyib also reported from Ali something similar. That Umar radiallahu anhu, similar to what he possessed concerning Umar radiallahu anhu, wa zada and he added, wa bi'a qaranun. That is, if a man marries a woman, and the woman has Quran. Quran is a kind of bone in the organ of the woman that will prevent the man from having sex with her. So in a situation like this, if this can be medically treated, they do everything humanly possible. But if the man cannot bear it, and even to say, well, that is your own receiver, continue, or the man should explore another alternative. So, fasting is what is allowed. Just as you have said, concerning a man that is impotent, you are not going to tell the woman that is the own Muslima, when she has what? Alternative. But in a situation like that, they will do anything medically possible. But if that is not forthcoming, then she has the right to what? To quit, because what should be borne in mind is what وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. Sakina is very, very important. So you need somebody, no peace, no tranquility. So the objective of marriage has not been achieved. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. No mawadda. The person that you are sleeping with, you wake up with him, you hate that person. So instead of what? Controlling yourself, you are free in the Sharia to what? Out of what? The marriage. Rather than what? Torturing yourself and torturing the other partner. So, mawaddatan wa rahma. So, you should be merciful to one another. So, if there is no mercy, it has gotten to the level that what? You cannot tolerate that thing. So, rather, you'll be torturing the woman, you'll be tormenting her. So, what? You'll be harsh on her. Rather than what? Subjecting her. So, it is Allah said what? فَإِنْصَابٌ مِمَعْرُوْتٍ أَوْ تَسْرِيحٌ يَحِسَانٍ. So today you watch, you withhold the ihsan by being nice to her. أَوْ تَسْرِيحٌ بِإِحْسَانٍ or you leave her. And this is very, very important. When you know you have a wife, you must treat your wife well. If you know you cannot treat your wife well, then you should not watch. You should not keep her. you should not work, you shouldn't keep back. Because anything one does, one is going to be sinful before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because tormenting and making and go through all sorts of trouble. Because you have what? You have hatred for us. And that's why we should remember what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Even when it comes to what you getting married to another wife, he said the other one, he said, وَلَا تَلِلُكُ لَنْبَيْتْ فَتَذَرُهَا كَالْمُعَلَّقَ. He married a second wife, the other one got abandoned her. In that case, I see what you have hung her on what or something not. It will be sin for you. So if you know you cannot do justice that you are required to do in the Sharia, taking a second wife should not be forced and embarked upon. And the justice that you are supposed to do, you know you can't do it, then you should take what? The second wife. Even taking one wife, you know you are not ready to keep her well, not going to it. And that's why there are some scholars who did not get married. Because they knew that if they got married, they will not be able to do their responsibility. And what, when you get married, you have to do your responsibility. Because they are so much engrossed in what? In reading and the likes. So if the reading will prevent them from being what? Judge. Your reading was and what? Your wife. And that's why some women will say what? One of the women was reported to have said that this reading of my husband said for him to have a second wife is what is preferred to me than what this reading. That is, this reading of my husband is what is more harmful to me than he was taking a second wife. Because he doesn't have time for me at all. All the time reading. So some of the scholars who study this well, I cannot pass with this reading. And I'm not going to commit dinner. So some of them did not get married. People like Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala, did not get married. And he died at the age of 60-something. Now, why is not saying that what you should emulate Ibn Taymiyyah? Because you have Muhammad bin Abdullah to emulate. But somebody who knows that what is now having what? Urge for women. And are you what? Marrying the woman and what? Subjecting her to torture and torment. No, this is what? This is not. Okay. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَمْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا بِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا فَتْكُمُوا بَوَدْ سَكِينَةً وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً. That must be love. وَرَحْمَةً. And there was what? The message. So if this cannot be achieved, the marriage, the Islamic marriage has not been what? Has not been established. So, it was said that Ali radiallahu anhu said, if a man gets married to a woman and he finds with her Quran, that is blockage of the woman organ, that the man, for those who have here, the man has what a choice. For in masaha, if the man sleeps with her, fala al maharu, the mastahalla min farjiha, so she will have to take what mar for that. She will have to pay mar for that. And don't forget, you know, we are talking about aqdi nikah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا جناح عليكم إن طلقتم النساء ما لم تمسوهن. No sin on you if you divorce women. ما لم تمسوهن. As long as what you have not slept with them. أو تفرضوا لهن فريضة. In addition to the fact that what you have not slept with them, you have not mentioned a specific amount as mar. Maybe a condition happens, like this case that you have mentioned now. Maybe the person living with the woman is informed, or the lady herself confesses that what, I have so and so problem. I have so and so ailment. And the man thinks that, I cannot continue with this if you have so and so ailment. He has not touched her, he has not slept with her. Allah says what? La junaha alaykum in talaqtumun nisaa ma lam tamassuhunna. As long as what you have not slept with them, I will say fardhu lahunna faridun. Or mentioned what? You have not mentioned a faridun, a specific mark for them. وَمَتِّعُونَ عَلَى الْمُوسِعِ قَرَبُهُ عَلَى الْمُغْلِرِ قَرَبُهُ مَتَعًا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ حَقًّا لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a situation like that, give them something in order to what? in order to be nice to them, kind to them. Yes, you have not dealt with them, you have not mentioned anything, but still be nice to them, give them something. وَإِنْ تَمْلَكْتُمُهُنَّ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ تَمَسُّوهُنَّ وَقَدْ فَرَضْتُ لَهُنَّ فَرِيضًا. But if you divorce them before what? Before you have sexual intercourse with them, but you have mentioned, you have agreed on what? On the mark. فَنِسْتُمَا فَرَضْتُمْ. Allah did a situation like that, give them half of what you have agreed. Not that give them anything you like. Because in this case, you have mentioned a specific amount. If you have told a lady that what, I'm going to give you 500,000 for what, for a mark, and what she has put mind here, all of a sudden when somebody, when one man gets to know that maybe she has an ailment or so, the one has not set it back, the one wants to opt out of the marriage. Allah says you are free. But for the case, for the fact that you have mentioned what a specific mark, for this fuma faratu, give them half. Illa ya'funa. Unless if they say, don't worry, don't give me anything. Or the man says, don't worry, I'm not going to what? Give you up. I'm going to give you what? Food. You have agreed upon that. But the only thing that what? I'm not interested. And what? The man has not touched up. But in a situation where the man has touched the woman, in what case? Does that mean he has slept with her? If he has slept with her, that is clear. Complete mark. Complete mark. And this is what is being referred to here. Complete mark to be given. But if he has not left his heart, but he has what? He has been in isolation with her. When I say in isolation, this is after Abdu, not isolation or seclusion that people will practice today. The boyfriendship, girlfriendship, the both of them will be what? In its seclusion. This is what haram. As the Prophet of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what? لا يقول وأن رجل بإمراته. A man will not be in seclusion with a woman إلا كان ثالثهما شيطان. Except that their third party is what? Is shaitan. So this is what is haram. But being in seclusion with a woman after Aqdu, it has meaning to the scholars. There is fatwa from the many of the companions, Umar radiallahu anhu, Abu Bakr and others, that if such happens, complete mahr. If such happens, complete mahr. And that's why it was said that Umar radiallahu anhu said that Imam Malik, rahmahullah ta'ala, reported in Al-Muwatta. He said, إِذَا أُرْخِيَتِ السُّطُورِ فَقَدْ وَجَبَ الْمَهْرِ. إِذَا أُرْخِيَتِ السُّطُورِ. If the cotton has been what? Has been dropped down, فَقَدْ وَجَبَ الْمَحْرُ. Mahr is what? So the issue of we are just in seclusion, I know how sex with her, no, that's what? It's not the case. فُرْخِيَةِ السُّطُورِ. The cotton has been brought down. So you have to pay what? Complete mahr. So some of the companions, or the 20 of the companions, they are of the opinion that what? Masu that is being said here is not sex only. Even if there was a rikha'u sutur, it covers this. Though Abdullah bin Abbas of Al-Anu had what a contrary opinion. That if it is what the cotton that is brought down, that there is no sex, it is still what? Half the man. But the issue is what there is going to be mar if the man opts out of the marriage. There is going to be something if he has not slept with her. There's going to be something. If he has mentioned a specific amount, that should be what half of the amount he has mentioned and said by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if they are going to be iddah, no iddah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another verse, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نَكَحْتُمُ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ ثُمَّ طَلَّقْتُمُوهُنَّ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن تَمَسُّوهُنَّ. Allah says, oh, you believe, if you marry the believing women, ثُمَّ طَلَّقْتُمُوهُنَّ, then you now divorce them in قَبْلَ تَمَسُّوهُنَّ, before having what? Sex with them. فَمَا لَكُمْ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ عِزَّةٍ تَعْتَدُنَهَا. So there is no going to be what? Anything that تَعْتَدُنَهَا, that you are going to count. There is no going to be what? There is no going to be عِزَّة. So all these are clearly mentioned in the Quran. So we shouldn't see it as what? I think it's something that is strange. And that's why I said, these hadiths, they are weak. But that's why that's why they are weak. There are verses of the Quran reflecting the context of the hadith or the message intended by the hadith. There are what? There are verses of the Quran reflecting this. So the author has brought some of them because some Masaid have used them as what? As evidences. Though what is the content of it has been established by the verses of the Quran and the hadith of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمِنْ طَرِيْكِ سَيْدُ مُسَيِّبِ Likewise from the tariq of Sayyid Musayyib, أيضاً قال قضى بي عمر في العلمين that Umar radiallahu anhu also passed his judgment concerning al-ilmin. Al-ilmin is somebody suffering from urina, and that is impotence. So a man suffering from urina, Umar radiallahu anhu said, what? If the woman like that, she can continue to be with her, and if she cannot bear that, she has the right of what? Of opting out. He said, "And you ajjala sanatan." He said, "It is good that what they give them respite of a year. Maybe the urna, the impotence, can be what can be cured without, within that time frame. Maybe the urna can be cured. But let the woman say, I can't wait. She has the right to what? To opt out. But okay, why not wait? Let's see. Let's look. Maybe within a year." The man was to be okay back. If she's ready to do that, it is good. This is just an advice or a piece of advice from Umar radiallahu anhu. And this is what a lot of scholars have said, that somebody suffering from urina, that such a person should what should be allowed to treat himself, or maybe his stress, this and that, a period of the year. But if nothing comes, then in that case, the woman has the right to leave. So we should not see the woman as somebody who is not sympathetic, who is not kind. No. We shouldn't be in that. This is what? The contract. The contract. Just like if you buy something, you have the right to return it. So this piece of marriage is stronger and heavier than that. But if one wants to be kind to that, to the extent of maybe bearing this, this is what is better for the person. It's better if he can do that. He or she is encouraged to do that. But is it a must? The answer is that what it is not a must. So the Sheikh brought a hadith that mentions specific what? Specific defects. Like that of leprosy, like that of urina, that is impotence. So and things like that. But there are a lot of what? Defects that can be taken into consideration when talking about relationship between a man and a husband. So when both of them, they agree, and maybe the man now finds out something that is a defect in her later, or the woman finds something that is a defect in him later, this is what the case we are talking about. But in a situation that maybe the man knows that this lady has so and so defects, has so and so sickness, has so and so ailment, and you say I can bear it. Or the woman knows that what the man has so and so sickness, ailment, and she says what I can bear it. But along the line, he or she cannot bear it. Along the line, he or she is not comfortable with the situation. Does she or he have the right to opt out or not? Now, as for the woman, she can ask for khulur. As for the woman, she can ask for what? Khulur. As for the man can what? Divorce in a situation like that. Though he was aware of what? Of the ailment from what? Inception. So, but you won't say what? I'm leaving her because of what? The defect now. Because he was aware of the defect before. But he cannot bear it anymore. So, here we go to what the Zahiriyya have said, that you cannot reject a woman because of what? Defects. The Zahiriyya of the opinion that what? The ahadith, these ahadith are weak. So you can't reject a woman because of what defect, but you can do for lack of past. They are saying the same thing. You can't say what, I'm leaving you because of what the defect, but I'm not interested in marrying you again. So you can what, you can say that. So it is what, it's just Baba difference. They are saying the same thing. But according to them, the woman cannot opt out of what of the marriage based on defect. Because they did not, generally speaking, they did not see that what you can turn, you can what bring to an end the relationship, the marriage between you and the woman, you can't bring it to an end because of what defect. So, but for the man can watch. The man can ask for, but the man can watch, the man can do talak. But for the woman now, she will have to do what? If she wants to opt out, she will have to do what? Khulur, ask for khulur. And the khulur is also subjected to what? The approval of the man or to what? To the qadi. So, what you are saying in essence is that what? Whether they call it talak or they call it fasqu, the truth of the matter is that Islam gives them the allowance to opt out if there is a genuine reason. But if there is no genuine reason, then this is not something that God that is encouraged. Just as Messenger of Allah said concerning a woman, he said that أَيُّمَا مُرَاتٍ فَأَلَتْ زَوْجَهَا طَلَاقًا مِنْ غَيْرِ بَأْثٍ. Any woman that has the husband to divorce her for just no reason, he said, فَحَرَمْنَا عَلَيْهَا رَحِيَةُ الْجَنَّةِ. She's not going to have the fragrance of Al-Jannah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist us, and may subhanahu wa ta'ala make our feet firm on this path. Things that will be heavier than our iman, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not try us with them. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك. نعم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. نعم concerning a man that wants to take a second wife, and when the first wife gets to know, she's not comfortable to the extent that what she refused to allow the man to sleep with her. Alhamdulillah that she mentioned that the woman is what is God fearing. She's pious. So in a situation like this, what one should do as a God-fearing husband as well is for one to remind her of the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاللَّهُ تَخَافُونَ نُشُوذَهُنَّ فَاعِذُهُنَّ. So you admonish them. So she believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and she's pious. You show to her what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said. So this is what one can do in order to what, to admonish her, in order to calm her. Since both of you, that is both parties, since both of them believe in what? In Allah and the Messenger. So what Allah and the Messenger have said, it should be what? Who settle the dispute and the quarrel and the misunderstanding between them. Not any other thing. Not any other thing. But with respect to she misbehaving or changing her attitude because of what the man taking a second wife or because the man has taken a second wife, this is something that is what is normal. Is normal is something that you cannot run away from. At times when you see a lady, she will be the one to encourage your husband, take a second wife, take a second wife. But when the reality now does on her, you see how she will change. So this is what is normal, is normal. As long as what she does not go beyond the hudud of Allah, she doesn't go beyond the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In show what? In showing reaction to what the husband has done. So if that is still what you mean, she's not that maybe happy, cheerful the way she used to be cheerful, that is not something about the action. Ah, that is what is human. But if it goes to the level of what denying the husband to have what sexual intercourse with her, so this is becoming what nushuz. This is becoming nushuz. Nushuz is when a woman is what is lifting herself upon the husband. She's supposed to be what submissive to the husband, but now she's not submissive to the husband. She's what rating herself above the husband. So nushuz are coming. And Allah says, what for Allah, تَفَافُونَ شُوْدَ أُولْنَا فَعِذُونَ. So you give them what? You admonish them. This is what one should do as far as that is concerned. But the issue of what? Not being cheerful. This is something that is what is normal in women, generally speaking. We all know the Ashab of Aisha radiallahu anha. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her that, if you are angry with me, I know you are angry with me. And if you are what? You are okay with me, I know that you are okay. She said, how? He said, then he will say, if you want to swear, you say what? Wa Rabbi Ibrahim. I swear by the Lord of Ibrahim. So once you say, I swear by the Lord of Ibrahim, I know that not something you are not happy. But when you say, Wa Rabbi Muhammad, I swear by the Lord of Muhammad, so everything is what is working well between you and you. And she said, oh, I only try to abandon your name at that particular time. Not that I hate you. So it's something that is what that is normal, that one should not maybe disturb oneself over it. Now concerning the accommodation of the thing, it is the accommodation must be what the ma'ruf, according to what is agreed upon in society, what people are used to in society. That would be the accommodation. If you want to know how the Messenger of Allah would do it during his Lord's time, or how the companions would do it, during the time of the companions, every wife will have what? A room. Aisha has her own room, Zainab has her own room, Umm Salama has her own room, every one of them has what? Their room. And there's what? Where they will cook. Likewise, where they will take bath, connected to each. But if you want to defecate, you will have to go to what? To the khala, the bush, so to say. That is where they will go. So then it was only where they could take their bath that was connected to the house, and where they could cook. But everything is told, still what? Just they have a room of their. So this is the way it was during the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, are we going to impose it now? No. The Messenger of Allah has not said that what we should impose that. Now, some people may be what? May be worthy that what? A wife, they give her a whole building. A whole building. Maybe, what's it called? A duplex will be given to her. So once he gets married, he gives a duplex to one. If he marries another one, another duplex. Like that. It is not wrong in the Sharia. So it has to do with what? The ma'ruf, according to what is common with the people. That when people see, they will say, oh, this man is maltreating the woman. So that is what should be taken into consideration. And at times it may be what? It may, for instance, someone who gets married to the son of the daughter of Dangote, for instance, now, and you also get married to a lady from Ajibule, for instance, whose parents, they are living in what? In a room. All the children, everybody sleeping in what? In a single room. This is where she comes from. And the person now happens to us to marry the daughter of Dangote. So who say what? It is Abdu that what he is going to do for the daughter of Dangote must be what the exact thing that he will do for her. How to display? So you say, okay, please, this one is what you are going to do. So this one says, okay, continue that what I can't leave what in the normal in the flat. Yeah? If you want to get married to me, you have to what? You have to get for me a duplex. So one that does that, does that mean that the one that has been living in the flat before must also give her a duplex? No. Because where she's living now is what? Is with a standard. In fact, that may be what? Who greater than what? A standard. Because where she came from, she was not living in what? In something like that. In a thing like that. So, we have to look at things in a wider way. So not to say, okay, how they would be doing in terms of the Messenger of Allah, no. We cannot implement what they would do in terms of the Messenger of Allah with respect to our accommodation now, the way they would do. You can implement, particularly here. Now, some people are implementing things like that when you go to, okay, some people may ask, if you want to defecate, they carry everything and they go to the bush and what they dig around. And they finish defecating, they bury it. They go back to their watch, to their houses. Some people are still doing that. So that in that area, there is nothing wrong there. But you cannot implement similar thing here. So that's why it is for the culture of the people that should determine whether one has done the right thing or not. Wallahu
a'lam. I think you were mentioning about people and whether I want to believe in
the people of money. There is no harm. If one is in Lagos, one is in the issue is that you have to agree with them, as you have treated before. When you sleep with the basis is as such. When you sleep a day here, you sleep a day here. A day here, a day, that is the basis. But you know you are picking the second wife, and it will be what? Okay for you, it will be possible for you. You can ask the second wife that, can you give me what? Part of your right, maybe so and so time is when I'll be available. If she says yes, then you can go ahead with what? With the acting. But along the line, if she's pushed by somebody and said, you are very and the lady now has a thing and says, I cannot cope with that, I cannot tolerate that anymore. As I mentioned before, she has the right of what? Opting out of the marriage. Because ordinarily it is our right that you give her a day, just as you are giving this person a day. This one 5 days, this one. So it was what? 5 days, 5 days. 10 days, 10 days, like that. But if you ask her to what to shift before the after, and she works, she agrees to that, a Muslimun, and she will see him. But if she says, okay, I'm no longer giving up this right, I want to take it back, she has a right to opt out of the marriage. If the man cannot fall back or go back to the basis, that the man knows that if he wants to go back to what, a day on, a day off, this world will destroy him. So in a situation like that, I can't do what you're asking for. No, we discuss it as a thing of what? The contract, and you agree to me. Now that what you want to opt out, I can't do what you want me to do. What do you feel? So should we bring it to an end? If that is the case, then they can do what? They can separate in a situation like that. Wallahu a'lam.
I think that if you want to sell for only 1 year,
Now let me start with the last question. A man that has urna that is impotent, and the lady discovers it when she gets in, and she decides to bear that for a whole year, no change is noted, and the lady wants to opt out of the marriage. We say, Sharia wise, this is possible. Is she entitled to anything? She's not entitled to anything. Because the man has not been able to do anything. Now, when we ask, but you have said is that Ulkhiyat is Kutur, Fakad Wajab al Mahar. Now, the companion who says that Ulkhiyat is Kutur, if the curtains have been brought down, then Mahar is compulsory. They said this because there is possibility of the man having had sex with the woman, but the man is trying to watch, cover up, he was trying to deny it. But in this case now, this is what an impotent that cannot, so this issue will not come in here. So we won't say the woman, the man has to give her something. But if he wants to watch to compensate her for something like that, that is what is good. Allah. In addition, now when a man sees in his wife in visions before, after they have watched, they have done the abdu, and when they are about to consummate the marriage, so the man finds what in visions, is that enough reason for a man to opt out of the act? One would say it's not enough reason, because this is not a major defect. Not a major difference. Unless if he gets to know that the lady belongs to those who practice what? Shirk. That she still was practicing shirk, then in that case, it will be compulsory on him to separate himself from such a woman, if the woman is still practicing what? Shirk. But if she has repented from shirk, so this will not be enough reason because of the decision that she has seen in her, so that is opting out of the marriage. So this is not something that is advisable at all. Then tribal mark, I think he sees the woman before what? Before proposing to her with the tribal mark. Huh? So it's not advisable to also do talaq based on that. But if the man wants to do talaq, are you going to say it's haram? Huh? It's not haram. But is it advisable for him to do? Not advisable. Because he knows that this woman has tribal mark before. But this is what is an issue that was, okay, he has started maybe detecting that thing. When it is, it's not happy, it's not comfortable. Are you going to tell him that what? Continue with this. Or are we going to say it's compulsory on him to continue, or we still want to advise him to manage? We can advise him to what? To marry the situation. But if he insists that no, he cannot bear this, so the case of Jamila or Habiba, that's the case, is what is there. So, Allah Alam. No. Yes. In talaq, that is not it's not compulsory for you to tell people the reason why you are divorcing your wife. It's not a must. And one can divorce women for many reasons. Not that there is one defect in a woman. So in the case of fast. Is when you are what you want to bring it to an end. So because, maybe because of eyes, not necessarily all the time because of eyes in the woman, in the man or in the woman. Obviously. So why full is a kind of fast. and this is what a woman asks for. But fast may not be khulu. Not every khulu is what, and not every fast is what is khulu. A fast may come from the man, maybe he has seen some things in the woman. And if a fast comes from the woman, this is what, this will be what khulu. How to explain? Allahu alam, I think the best is for one to wait to finish his salah. But some of the scholars, like Sheikh Mashur Afan Al-Salman, Rasulullah said, one can join them as long as at the time they are praying, it is time for salah. For you to just benefit from the Jama'ah. But it is better for one not to join them, because the salah that they are praying God is compulsory salah, and it started when they are not supposed to start. Allahu alam. They are not praying it as nawafil, they are praying it as compulsory. Well, if they are aware of the ruling, they were aware of the ruling that it is not yet time for salah, and they go ahead to pray, then they don't have salah. When they are not aware of the ruling, now you can leave Allah will not send the Quran. Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina wa akhtana. So in a situation like that, you don't have the right to say they don't have salah, because they don't have the knowledge of that. But if they are informed and they insist that this way will be doing it, then the case of they don't have salah will come in there. You don't join them, it is better you pray, because when you join them, you are joining them in the same salah. So if you want to say because they, to them it is what, it is right, you should have joined them from inception. How would you explain? Since to them it is right, but to you it's not right, you should have joined them from inception. But if you believe that what it is not right, and the same salah that you believe is not right that they are praying now, why joining them at the time that what you believe is right? When they started the same salah that you believe is not right. So if one would join them, one should join them from what? From inception. But in a situation like one has what? The new reason. You can't pray before the time of salah. Allah. Now that is good. It is good, but the problem with that is that when you are with people where we are with the authority, and the authority, they can punish those who do not join them. They see people praying after that in the masjid, they will punish them. As it would happen in the past. So in a situation like that, you will join them with the intention of nafila. Then when it is time for salah, you observe the compulsory one. But now nobody is punishing anybody. When you tell them in the masjid that it is not yet time for salah, what do? They just look down upon you. So they don't consider you at all. So when you join them in the prayer, on what grounds? What they will be saying is that what you have succumbed for our position. And they don't have anything that with which they can harm you if you don't join them. So you have to establish to them that it is not yet time for salah. Based on this, they will know the reason why you are not joining them. But when you still join them, they feel that what, anytime they have what, different opinion with you, you are still going to watch. for people to come back to them. So this will not be, it will not be okay. But in a situation that if people do not join, they will be punished by the government, that's a different thing. So you are joining because of what? Not being punished by the government, and that will be what? Nafila for you. Then when it is time for us, the Salah is observing the correct Salah, Allah Alam. So Rakat al-Fajr should be observed after the time of what Fajr comes in, not before. So any Rakat al-Fajr observed before Salat al-Fajr comes in, then it's not Rakat al-Fajr. It's Nafila to lay, Salat al-Lay. No. Nafila of Zuhr should come after what the time of Zuhr has come in. Now one thing is that we should not be saying things like that out. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam let us know that at times Shaitan will be whispering to one that questioning you, making you ask some questions about some things. So he said the person should what? Throw it away. He should throw it away. So another one of the companions said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, إِنَّا لَنَجِدْ فِي أَنفُسِنَا أُوْسِينَا وَأَسْ مَا يَتَعَظَمُ أَحْدُونَ يَتَكَلَّمَ بِهِ. What one of us see as something that is very grave to pay out? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ذَاكَ صَرِيْفُ الْإِيمَانِ. That he has felt and what he has been able to cope, that is what Iman was in action. Clear Iman. Because he has been able to what? To cope that thing that is what trying to come out. He didn't pay it out. And Allah is not going to punish us concerning what we are feeling. As long as we have not taken it out and we have not carried it out. So the fact that the brother feels like that, what he should do is that what he should say to Fan, only if you have said it out, you should do astaghfirullah and do tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and watch continue to practice his religion. So Allah Alam. Anything that you got that is a serious defect. So if a man or a woman wants to terminate the Ahdu because of that, he has the right to do that, or she has the right to do that. But can he or she bear that? Yes. He or she can bear that. Whether by what? Looking for a medical remedy for that particular thing, or by bearing it the way it is, maybe they are not looking for anything. He has accepted it like that, and she has accepted it like that. So they are free to do that. Take for instance now the issue of al-uqm. Al-uqm is for somebody to be married. If a man is aqim, a man cannot impregnate a woman. This is confirmed, for instance. It is the right of the woman to quit if she knows that watch, a man has a type of watch, stolen. But can she hear that, telling the time that watch, the man will look for the medical solution for this? Yes, it is good, it is advisable. Just like watch, if you said that Umar of the land, he said what? The one that he is impotent, should be given what, a period of a year. Then after that, the woman can decide whether she will go or not. So the same thing, the one that he said to the Akim can also be given what? Like a year or so, or more. Then what? The time they watch, rectify this. But in a situation where the woman says, no, I cannot wait, are you going to say this compulsion has to wait? No. She has the right to go. So because this is what is the contract. If Islam allows us with respect to our buying and selling, that when you buy something that is what that has defects, if you are not pleased with it, you have the right of what, returning it. How about this question? So what about something that has to do with what is a life contract? So and that's why this should be understood in what in a clear way. We should differentiate between trying to what, encourage him or her to be patient and trying to tell her that what or him that it's compulsory that what she wishes. We should differentiate between the two. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala separated between these. Say for instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them that what was sulhu khayr. That is for them to reconcile, it's better for them. After you have said watch, if they want to separate, they can watch, they can separate. Like what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said watch, وَإِيَّا تَفَرَّقُوا Even of them are separated. يُبْنِ اللَّهُ كُلَّا مِنْ سَعَةٍ Allah is going to enrich each one of them in sa'ati from his bounty. So Allah did not make it compulsory that no, you have to be like that, no. Because by still what the way out of the problem for one of them. And they are both married. This one has a problem, this one does not have a problem. This one that does not have a problem, he has a way out of what? Of the problem in which he has found it, finds himself or herself. The other does not have what? Maybe a way out or a ready made way out, so to speak. So who said the one that has a way out is compulsory on him or her to remain like that? How would you explain? Allah. He said this. You know, nothing of Allah encourages us. He said what? Women that can procreate and that will love you, marry. Somebody has complained, has said to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that, oh, I got married to a lady, but she cannot procreate. The Messenger of Allah turned away from it. He repeated about 3 times before he now mentioned it. But the word is waluda and walud. So that is, the need of procreation is something that what you won't take with what? Levity. Just as a man will not take with levity the need of procreation, the woman will also not take with levity the need of procreation. But with respect to the men, some scholars said, can a man divorce the woman because she cannot procreate? Some scholars said yes. Some said no. The reason why they said no is that what? They said the man has authority. Now you are looking for children, you can marry another woman. But the woman that the husband is what? That the husband cannot procreate, the woman cannot look for other authority except by what? By opting out of what? The marriage. She cannot be under 2 men. But the man can what? Can have two wives. Rather than what? Releasing her, why not take a second wife? Or if you feel like what? Remaining like that. That the issue of what? Childbearing is not the most important thing to you in life. Some people, they are married to women and they have not had what children and they are still living together like that. I know some people like that. And both of them, they love each other, they are still going about like that, despite the fact that what? They don't have children. But if a woman says, oh, I can't do it, what? without not having children. Allah has not prohibited it. So let me look for a way of what? A allowed way of getting a child. And she doesn't see any other method except of what? Opting out of the marriage. Who's the one haram? It is permissible. Allahu a'lam. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.